St. James's Park is one of the most picturesque parks in London. Just like Green Park, St. James's was also a huge plot of land purchased by King Henry VIII. He bought the land here around the time he purchased the Palace of Whitehall, where you were standing just a few minutes ago. Also, similar to Green Park, St. James's Park was opened to the public by King Charles II, who used it to entertain guests and his mistresses. Throughout the 17th century, the park would gain notoriety as a place of lecherous and lewd behavior, as being on the outskirts of London meant there were few people here to monitor what the public got up to, and the many shrubs and trees in the park were perfect for hiding places for people to carry out illicit deeds. St. James's Park also is said to have a resident ghost, perhaps once a victim of the illicit deeds done here. In the 19th century, a soldier based at the barracks nearby murdered his wife and attempted to hide her decapitated body in the lake. He was caught, but it is said by many that her spirit remains here. We have two recorded incidents of this female specter. In 1804, a Coldstream guard working nearby claimed to have, quote, perceived the figure of a woman, without a head, rise from the earth at the distance of about 3 feet before me. His claims were taken seriously, as the story of the ghost was already well known by the 19th century. Later, in the 20th century, a car accident happened on the edge of the park here, owing to the St. James's Park ghost. The driver of the car involved claimed that the figure of a headless woman appeared on the edge of the park and ran in front of his car. He swerved and hit a lamppost, destroying it and damaging the vehicle. He was hauled into court and assumed to be drunk. When he calmed down, he explained to the police what had happened, and, as the story of the ghost here was believed to be true at the time, he was let go, and not declared responsible for the cost to repair the lamppost he destroyed. To continue with the walk, cross back over the street, so you're again at the gates of Downing Street, and, with Downing Street ahead of you, turn to your right and walk along until you see the entrance to the Cabinet War Rooms on your left.